We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
It's William Eggleston speaking. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 Megacycles FM Memphis.
This is WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Hey, this is Lori from Switchin' to Glide. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis. Raised by sound.
Independent Bank is proud to support the diverse programming of WYXR that reflects and lifts up our community. More information how iBank can help you work toward your financial dreams at i-bankonline.com. Member FDIC.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We're glad you're here with us this morning. You're listening to WYXR Memphis, Tennessee. We are 91.7 on your dial, and I think we're supposed to say that every time, right? Right.
Multiple times.
Multiple times, yes. But we're glad you're here with us this morning. My name is Willie Bearden, and you're listening to a show called Songs That Move You. And these are songs that, actually today, these are songs that move me. I do not have a guest, so you've got me all to yourself this morning. I'm going to be talking a little bit and playing some things, but I just wanted to play some songs that make me happy. I have had a very busy last few weeks, and so we're just going to kind of chill a little this morning. So we're going to start off with a song from the late 80s here, and this is my man Sting, Englishman in New York.
See, my dear, I like my toast on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York. You see me walking down Fifth Avenue, a walking cane here at my side. Say, he's a hero of the day.
Let's listen to Sting, "Be Yourself, No Matter What They Say." I love those lines in there. You know, confront your enemies, avoid them when you can. A gentleman will walk but never run. Sting is a heavy dude, so I've always liked that song. I saw him play that song years ago, like in kind of a solo thing, and in New York in the late 80s, and it just... blew my mind. I loved the lyrics. I loved where he was going to on that. So yeah, Sting. All right. So I was before I left the house this morning. I got this book I've been reading, and I've read a couple of things here over the last year or two from this book, and it's called The Creative Act: A Way of Being by Rick Rubin. And you've heard Rick Rubin's name. He is a producer and kind of a visionary. He did the first like Run DMC albums, and he's just done everything. You know, you've heard Johnny Cash do the Nine Inch Nails song. Rick Rubin, you know, persuaded him to do that. And he has an interesting take on art and artists and where the creative process comes from. So I was going to read a couple of things for you today. When you open the book, Rick says this: "Nothing in this book is known to be true. It's a reflection on what I've noticed. Not facts so much as thoughts. Some ideas may resonate, others may not. A few may awaken an inner knowing you forgot you had. Use what's helpful, let go of the rest. Each of these moments is an invitation to further inquiry, looking deeper, zooming out or in, opening possibilities for a new way of being." I like to read things from people who have thought about the process of doing creative work. And so we're going to kind of follow Rick Rubin along a little bit this morning as we go. But we're going to play some music too. So the next song we're going to do is, this is from way back in the 70s, but it was always one of my favorite Billy Joel songs. And it reminded me of a friend of mine. And I'm sure, you know, you grew up with people and that you have songs attached to them. Every time you hear that song, you think about that friend or whatever from school. And this is one of those songs that makes me think of an old friend of mine. And it's called James by Billy Joel.
From our childhood days, and we made our plans, and we had to go our separate ways. I went on the road, you
you find release? And will you ever change? Will you ever write your masterpiece? Are you still in school, living up to expectations, James? You were so relied upon. Everybody knows how hard you try. Hey, oh, look at what a job you've done, carrying the weight of family pride. James, you've been well behaved, you've been working hard, but will you always stay someone else's dream of who you are? Do what's good for you, or you're not good for anybody, James. I went on the road, you pursued an education, James. Everybody else is satisfied. James, do you like your life? Can you find release? Will you ever change? When will you write your masterpiece? Do what's good for you. You're not good for anybody, James.
Joel. Yes, James. Love that song. I've been listening to that song for, I don't know, it's probably been out since 1975 or something, and still resonates with me. And, you know, that's kind of what we do here. We talk about things that that mean something to us. And today we're doing the songs that move me. And I'm glad you're here with us. Also, I want to thank everybody for you know, last week was our pledge drive, and we hit our numbers, and I want to thank everybody who donated or everybody who just sent us some good vibes along the way, because I love what we get to do here, and I say we. There are probably, I don't know how many DJs are on WYXR, but I would say probably, I don't know, maybe near 100 people. Or could be more, I have no idea. But I know that these people come in here every week and take their time to think about what they want to present to you. And that is that's just a good thing, you know, just being a good human being, sharing things that your neighbors and friends might not know, maybe have never seen or heard before, and they're doing that. And I do appreciate that. So I'm happy to be a part of WYXR, and I'm glad that all of you who supported us in mind or in spirit or with your money or whatever, that always helps. So thank you. We're going to continue with some songs this morning. Let's see what we got here. This may be. Oh yes. Okay, I don't know, maybe I'm stuck in my early 70s list this morning, but I was listening to some Jackson Browne last week, and I tell you what, I just realized, you know, I've always known what a great songwriter he was, but or he is still, but this was on his first album, and I think it was the first track I ever heard by him. This is Jamaica by Jackson Browne.
Shadows fell, hiding from the children so they would not tell. We would stay there till her sister rang the evening bell. Jamaica, say you will help me find a way to fill these empty hours. Say you will come again tomorrow, the daughter of a captain on the rolling seas. She would stare across the water from the trees. Last time he was home, he held her on his knees. The next time they would sail away, just where they please. Jamaica, say you will help me find a way to fill these lifeless sails and stay until my ships can find the sea.
Jackson Browne, Jamaica. You know, this is one of those weeks in Memphis where it's going to be perfect. I know we don't, you know, we have these for about 6 weeks in the fall and 6 weeks in the spring, and the weather, for my taste, the weather is just perfect. So I hope you'll get out this week and go out and look around some, do some things, stand out in the sunshine, and maybe take your shoes off and put your feet in the grass or something. It's a good thing for you. But this is one of those times. Don't let it slip by you, because so many times I know we all stay busy, and I find myself going, gosh, I kind of missed spring. You know, I was so busy that it wasn't present with me. And so if you've had a busy time like most of us in the past couple of months, take a breather this week and enjoy yourself if you possibly can. Sometimes just a few minutes to have that self time is all you need to kind of regenerate your spirit here. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and I hope you'll tune in every week. Next week, well, I forget who we've got coming in next week, but I know we've got the folks from Indie Memphis coming in about 2 weeks, and we're going to talk about what's going on with the Indie Memphis Festival. And gosh, Indie Memphis has been around for a long time now, and I like what they do, and I hope if you're a film buff or just like to get out and meet new people, it's the perfect thing to do. Indie Memphis is a great thing and great for our community. All right, we're going to continue with this. My lovely wife, Kim, helped me pick some songs last night, so I'm going to play some of her songs and songs that move her. Here's one that that we always sing along to in the car. That's another one of those kind of selfish pleasures that we get to do, and we should probably do more. Here we go. Here's the Eagles with New Kid in Town.
Everybody's watching you.
Everybody loves him, don't they? And he's holding high, and you're
Right. The Eagles, New Kid in Town. That's a good one. I like that song. Thanks, Kim. That was a good pick there. We'll play some more of Kim's picks in a few minutes here. But I wanted to read you a little passage out of this the book I'm reading from today, The Creative Act, A Way of Being by Rick Rubin. And because a lot of times, you know, when I run into people who listen to the show, people who know my work and all this, you know, we always kind of wind up talking about creativity and where things come from and how people get ideas and how people can, you know, become maybe more creative or more in touch with what that is to do the creative process. So here's that Rick Rubin says this, and I find this stuff just really interesting to me, because I don't know that people have talked about this a whole lot. But Rick Rubin says, by conventional definition, the purpose of art is to create physical and digital artifacts, to fill shelves with pottery, books, and records. Though artists generally aren't aware of it, that end work is a byproduct of a greater desire. We aren't creating to produce or sell material products. The act of creation is an attempt to enter a mysterious realm, a longing to transcend. What we create allows us to share glimpses of an inner landscape, one that is beyond our understanding. Art is our portal to the unseen world. Without the spiritual component, the artist works with a crucial disadvantage. The spiritual world provides a sense of wonder and a degree of open-mindedness not always found within the confines of science. The world of reason can be narrow and filled with dead ends, while a spiritual viewpoint is limitless and invites fantastic possibilities. The unseen world is boundless. And I like that. I like that people are out there thinking about these things and talking about those things, because, you know, creativity is the thing that brings beauty into our world, and we always need more of that. And I guess the perfect song to go along with that is one of Kim's picks here. I'm not even going to say what it is. You're going to know exactly what it is. Here we go.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know, 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 I know. She's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Wow. That is one of the, I don't know how long that song is. I could probably find out very easily here. But that's probably one of the finest 2 or 2.5 minute songs ever written. It really just says a whole lot, and I love that song. Thank you, Kim. That was a good pick. All right, this next song is another one of Kim's picks, and every time I hear this song, I think of a specific time in my life. I was 27 years old, and I was kind of in between some things. And I had gone to North Carolina to stay with my folks up there, and I got a job at a mobile home factory. And I know you can see me there being the electrician in the mobile home factory. I've always kind of shuddered at the thought that I was the electrician after a couple of days. But I didn't last long at the mobile home thing. I had other fish to fry, as they say. But they played music in the factory, and this song was like the hottest thing out there in the summer of 1978. And it seems like every other song they played over the PA system there in the mobile home factory was this song. And so when I hear it, I always think about like the weird time that I was in, because music can certainly do that for you. But it also reminds me that I kind of transcended that. I knew that was not where I was supposed to be, and I knew that I was meant for something other than that, not better than that, because, you know, we can't make those kinds of judgments. But I knew I was there for something other than being the electrician in the mobile home factory. So every time I hear this guy and this song, it just takes me right back there. And that's the power of music, you know, to take you somewhere and remind you of something. So here we go. This is Jerry Rafferty with Baker Street.
Crying now.
Baker Street. Jerry Rafferty. Jerry, thanks for taking me back to 1978. Wow. Lots of memories there. Some good, some not so good. But that's what music does for us. Hey, I'm going to get back to the Rick Rubin book here. If you just tuned in, I've been reading a couple of just small pieces from a book called The Creative Act, A Way of Being by Rick Rubin, who is a music producer. And he's one of those music producers who does not play an instrument. He does not write songs. But he's one of those guys who just kind of intuitively knows what the audience wants. And when I first picked this book up, the first thing I saw was this. And it said, the audience only knows what's come before. And I thought, wow, that is that's pretty heavy. The audience only knows what's come before. So you as the artist are trying to give them something that they don't know, things that they haven't realized. And I love that. Here's a little piece that he's talking about creativity. He says, material for our work surrounds us at every turn. It's woven into conversation, nature, chance encounters, and existing works of art. When looking for a solution to a creative problem, pay close attention to what's happening around you. Look for the clues pointing to new methods or ways to further develop your current idea. A writer may be in a coffee shop working on a scene and unsure what a character is going to say next. A phrase might be overheard in the chatter from another table that provides a direct answer, or at least a glimpse of the possible direction. To receive these types of messages all the time, if we remain open to them, it will work. We might be reading a book and find a quote, maybe leaping off the page, or watch a movie, or notice a line that moves us to pause and rewind. Sometimes it's the exact answer we've been looking for, or it could be an echo of an idea that keeps repeating in other places, begging for more attention or affirming the path that we're on. These transmissions are subtle, but they are ever present, but they're easy to miss. If we aren't looking for clues, they'll pass us by without us ever really knowing. Notice connection and consider where they lead. When clues present themselves, it can sometimes feel like the delicate mechanism of a clock at work, as if the universe is nudging you with little reminders that it's on your side and wants to provide everything you need to complete your mission. I love that. I love that. Thank you, Rick Rubin. You have been an inspiration to me. We're going to continue here with some more music. I'm going to play another one of Kim's picks this morning, and this is from a 1972 album by Carole King, and it was one of the best-selling albums, really, I guess, ever in the history of recorded music. And this is Carole King with It's Too Late.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just no.
together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it.
Thank you, Carole King. Thank you for writing that song. Man, that thing is produced so beautifully. I mean, you just kind of hear all the instruments. It's you know, one of those magical records. Folks, we're glad you're here with us this morning. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. And we're glad you're along with us and just kind of taking it easy a little bit this morning. I know a lot of times on my show, you know, I always have a guest in, and today I don't have a guest. And I'm kind of digging this. You know, when we have a guest in, we're always kind of yucking it up and all that. And that's always fun, too. But sometimes I like to have a quiet show. And this is kind of my quiet show, I guess, for the fall. And I've been reading some excerpts from Rick Rubin's book called The Creative Act, A Way of Being. And I hope you enjoy these things, because to me they inform me about how my life goes and how to be more aware of things that are around me. And so I'm going to read another little piece here, and this is called Practice. In the wild, animals must narrow their field of vision to survive. A tight focus prevents distraction from critical needs, food, shelter, predators, procreation. For the artist, this reflexive action can be a hindrance. Widening one's scope allows for more moments of interest to be noticed and collected, building a treasury of material to draw from later. A practice is the embodiment of an approach to a concept. This can support us in bringing about a desired state of mind. When we repeat the exercise of opening our senses to what is, we move closer to living in a continually open state. We build a habit, one that we can expand our awareness and is our default way of being in the world. To deepen this practice is to embark on a more profound relationship with the source. As we reduce the interference of our filter, we become better able to recognize the rhythm and the movements around us. This allows us to participate with them in a more harmonious way. When we take notice of the cycles of the planet and choose to live in accordance with its seasons, something remarkable happens. We become connected. We begin to see ourselves as a part of a greater whole that is constantly regenerating itself. And we may then tap into an all-powerful propagating force and ride its creative wave. Yes, those are the kinds of things that I always need to hear, or just from time to time I need to hear those things, because I believe that people are good and this is a wonderful place to live and a wonderful time to be alive. And,
Amen.
And there you go. There's David. Hey, David. It's David Swider here, folks. He's got his show coming up next. And listen to his stuff. This guy knows more about music than anybody I know. And I always appreciate it. It's always great on my drive home from my show. I listen to David. Thanks, David.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We're going to continue with a little bit of music this morning. You're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. And I like to play songs with the name of our town in it. So here is our town song today. This is by America, Daisy Jane. Here we go. I do believe everything's all right. Thank you, America, flying me back to Memphis. Yeah, we never left, right? We're still here. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. And coming up next is the new Soft Shoe Show with David. And let me tell you what, he has a record that is completely like white, the color white, and then the other record he's going to play is green. So is this tinted vinyl day?
Yeah, colored vinyl day.
This colored vinyl day in America. So folks, if you didn't know that, now you do. Go out and buy yourself. You know, it's funny. I had a Steely Dan record that was like yellow. Have you ever seen that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that. I did, totally forgot that till I do what?
Was it Countdown
to Ecstasy. No, I'm sorry. No, it was Can't Buy a Thrill.
Yeah.
Can't Buy a Thrill, yeah. Yeah, I don't know whatever happened to that. All right, well, folks, we're going to continue with some music this morning, and I'm glad you've been here with us. And I want to play this song from one of the greatest movies ever, and I haven't seen it in years. I'd like to go back and see it, but you know how that is. Sometimes if you go back and watch a movie that you haven't seen in 40 years or 50 years, it's not what you remembered. So, I don't know. How do you feel about that? Does that happen to you, David?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you go back and you think it's going to be great, and then you go, eh, because you've changed and times have changed,
yes.
Right? Well, I hope this movie has stayed the same, because you know what? I am going to watch it. This is from Midnight Cowboy, and this is Harry Nilsson doing Everybody's Talking.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. My clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
Oh, man, I love that song. That's a great song. Harry Nilsson, Everybody's Talking. Folks, we're glad you've taken this little journey with us this morning. It's always a pleasure. I can, in my mind's eye, I can see your smiling faces out there. And I hope you're going to have a great week. And I'm going to leave you with Carly Simon doing Boys in the Trees. And we'll see you next Monday. Bye-bye.